Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Adam Woodard goes crazy on Record Store Day.
Wait, how does our intern have enough money to afford records? All right, so it's Monday.
It's Monday. Happy
right?
Monday,
is it Monday?
Jim. It is Monday, yeah.
And because it's Monday... Or any day that ends in Y.
Nice crack.
I got here a Guinness Nitro IPA.
Apparently
has nitrogen in it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Is that good for me?
You might blast off of the deck at some point.
Yeah.
They didn't used to make Guinness in any other type but stout. This is a new thing.
The Nitro IPA is very tasty. I've had one.
Try it. Mm-hmm.
It is very nice. Goes nice with the backyard here. We're on your deck, which is very nice. Thank you for having me and our guest.
What's going on, guys? Adam Woodard here, back
hey
again.
Man, how Adam. Are you?
Been so good to have
back.
You out.
Good to be back. Good to be here. The basement's a nice touch, but I'm coming out here. You guys are treating me to the classy stuff. You're whining and dining me right now. I love it.
The deck is better, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Beautiful out here. Yeah.
The aesthetics are almost comparable because you get all the cool music stuff downstairs, but you come out here. Birds are chirping.
You can't
nice
truly rock the suburbs without hanging out on the back deck.
You gotta
right?
be out here. I like it when passersby stare at us awkwardly.
What the hell are those guys doing?
That has nothing to do with the podcast.
Okay, that happens all the time.
Yes. Okay, so I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
As you heard, we have
Adam Woodard.
Adam Woodard. And you two guys, about a week or so ago, if you can remember back that far.
Seems like it was yesterday almost. Yeah,
you guys went record store shopping for this very special Record Store Day,
mm-hmm.
right?
The 10th anniversary of Record Store Day. So it started in 2007, and yeah, it's kind of a national holiday.
And how did that go? What did you do?
Well, my day was real good, Jim. I had a plan that I was going to go to my local shop, CD Cellar in Falls Church, Virginia, which is a...
Unfortunately named CD Cellar, which is not really a CD store, nor is it any longer in a cellar.
Yeah, it's not in a cellar anymore. And they do have some CDs there, but they have a ton of vinyl, and they're really good guys. And at one point, they had two locations, one in Falls Church, one in Arlington. Now they've put those two together. It's right near the State Theater, kind of in downtown Falls Church or East Falls Church, I guess, if you want to get specific about it. But really good guys, really nice. Ton of people hanging out. I got there early. I got there about 8:30, which is about a half an hour after they opened.
Mm-hmm. Are you usually up by 8:30 on a Saturday?
I am, but the only reason is to watch soccer.
Oh, God,
so
God.
The Premier League is coming on, right, Adam?
Yep.
Right, I will be up.
I should have known.
Yeah.
NBCSN.
That's right.
I'm early.
I am used to kind of waking up, but this was good. I got to roll out, and there wasn't too many important English Premier League games yesterday, so I was able to go and visit the CD Cellar, and had a really good day. I got the record I really wanted. I was also able to pick up a record for a friend, and I was also able to get a gift for my partner Jim here, because he had a special day yesterday too.
Yeah.
What was that special day, Jim?
Well, we'll get into that a little bit later.
All
Let's
right.
talk about
okay.
that a little bit later.
Okay. So yeah, the one thing I really wanted to get was one of my favorite bands is the Super Furry Animals. And I really wanted to get the reissue of their debut album, Fuzzy Logic. And I was lucky enough to get it. That made my day. And from there, everything else was gravy.
Well, okay. But hang on a second.
Okay.
You say everything else was gravy.
Uh-huh.
But yet you told me earlier, you know, that everything else it was quite extensive, right?
It really was.
You didn't just buy like a couple of records.
No, I bought a bunch of stuff. Yeah. My total was way up high. And so I think Adam and I had slightly different experiences, right?
Yeah, okay.
Adam had to work yesterday.
Yeah, so I did the wake up at 7. Once again, never up at 7 on a Saturday. Only if there's a, like my friend here said, Premier League game on that you just can't miss. But I woke up, tried to get out, went to the two stores around us, CD Cellar being one of them as well. And I also went over to Record and Exchange.
Oh, yeah, Record and Tape.
Record and Tape Exchange.
Yep. Fairfax.
Yeah. Fairfax.
Great store.
Another.
Love that store.
Another sort of unfortunately named place with the word tape in it.
Right? They stuck with it.
That's right. Very few tapes still there. A lot of records like our friends at CD Cellar.
But for short, it's RTX.
Yep.
Which I like that. Right.
Yep.
So
yeah,
that's
RTX.
Cool.
Yep. But the line was way longer than anything I could afford to wait in while also picking through so I could get to work. So I ended up turning back, going home, counting on the hours till 4. So I more had a record store afternoon,
Cool.
But I bounced around to 3 places. I went to those 2 that I just mentioned, and then also Vienna Music Exchange, which is downtown Vienna. Mm-hmm. Very small little place. Your deck is probably a little bit bigger than there, but that is loaded with a bunch of vinyl. It is packed
excited.
To the brim. Yeah. The tables up top are loaded, and then there are just rows in boxes underneath the table you can pick through, and it
fabulous.
Is loaded with stuff there. Anything you could think of, it's probably going
to
be there.
I'm not familiar with this store.
Me neither.
I need to become familiar with this store.
I think
you will get lost there. I had to stop picking through because I was spent way too much money there in the first place and knew I had 2 other places I wanted to go. And you guys obviously listening can't see, but there are quite a few records that I brought with me. I brought everything I had so I could show you guys
and pick through what some of the good stuff was.
Let's
crack it open.
First, I want to play a game with you guys.
Okay.
Guess how much Adam spent at the record store. You guys know, so I've been collecting for about 8-9 months now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tend to go on a spending freeze when I go because I get really excited and really happy when I see stuff that I want or things I've been looking for or just things that catch my eye. Like we've talked about on the podcast before. If I see someone with a cool album cover, I'm probably going to buy it. Like, price doesn't matter when it comes to that. So let's play the game. How much did Adam spend on record store?
So how many records again?
So we have a little bit of a hint, Jim, visually, because we can see what's sitting there.
There's about 15 records.
It also looks like
albums.
Adam bought a few plastic sleeves as well.
Yeah.
To cover up.
Come in at 13.
Whoa. Okay, 13. And how many are new versus used?
I think it was 9 or 8 are new, 5 have been used before.
Oh wait!
Okay,
so,
wow,
that's
going to change
really
the economics.
Pricey.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
but the newer stuff are just new prints of old things, older things. So it's not
record
all just
store
stuff.
Day exclusives.
Yeah. So the 5 old ones were record store day exclusives. Okay. So those are going to be the ones that ran about $2.50 or $4, depending on what they were.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
But the other ones though.
Yeah, I know. What
a couple
you mean.
Double albums, couple new releases, anniversary stuff.
Uh-huh.
I got excited.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Wow, 125.
I'm going to go higher than that, but I got to first qualify this by saying I know what we pay him as our intern, and it's very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
So
he
doesn't have, and by the way, the internship's almost up. So if anybody wants to be our summer intern.
That's right. Yeah.
Accepting applications.
Or you could hire me again. I'm sitting right here, Jim.
Okay. All right.
Sitting right here, buddy.
But you're still going to make Adam cut your grass. I don't understand.
Okay. You. So anyway, I'm going to go, 210.
$180.
Wow.
$180.
Jim was closer. Yeah. Well done, sir.
But I went to 3 stores. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah,
I saw,
that's a good day.
I saw so many things. And I knew I wanted to go to all 3, knowing that I wasn't going to cash in on a lot of the record store day deals because I was late and most of the stuff was picked through. But I got some kind of off-the-wall stuff that was still sitting out there.
Which I love about that. I love that you can kind of go later, which is what I did last year. Last year, I didn't go till like 3 or 4. And knew the crowds were going to be cleared out and just found some really cool stuff sitting around.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like still up there. And I was like, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did no one get this? I love it.
Here's the problem with going to more than one record store in a day.
Spending a lot of money.
Well, is that, but it's also like, how do you know what the next store is going to have?
That's part of the problem.
Right. You got to make some choices here. Go like, do I give up on these records I want to buy here? Because I might find other things at the next place. Or what?
Yeah,
right?
and I'd be really interested to hear your opinion on this, Adam. So one of the things is, for Record Store Day now, you have to sort of be affiliated, because Record Store Day is a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'll talk a little bit about that specifically, about something I bought that I found really interesting and bought it for a specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
But also, so you need to kind of be affiliated, but also there's this whole sort of
culture that's developed around Record Store Day, because the releases are limited, because they're on colored vinyl, people are going in and buying them for the sole purpose of waiting either a few weeks or a few months, putting them on eBay or Discogs and reselling them for a lot higher prices, right? Yep. And so some stores now are beginning to sign a pledge that says, I will honor the spirit of Record Store Day.
Yeah.
I will only allow you to buy one copy.
Yep.
I want you to be a collector. You know, I don't want to sell this stuff to somebody who I judge to be just hauling records and flipping them, you know, this
right.
whole
to
kind
lame
of,
people. It,
right.
That ruined the sanctity of
that ruined
of
everything.
What, of what the collecting
yeah,
is.
It's almost like that, you know, the
nerds.
The flipping a house thing, right?
Yeah.
Where you buy a house and kind of flip it, right?
Right.
But on the other side of it, there's this joyous, great experience about here's a day to go to a record store and you meet people and feel the energy
sure.
like you were talking about.
Well, yeah, and then the one cool thing that I noticed was you know, normally you go to a record store on a normal day, 8 to 10 people there.
Yeah.
Cool. But then even when I went at 4, you know, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, hours into it going on.
Yeah.
Places still had 30, 40 people packed in there.
Wow. Really?
And it was an unbelievable experience. And the one cool thing was, you know, people kind of like look at me weird when I walk into a record store. You know, they see 24-year-old kid strolling in like, well, what's he doing here? He doesn't know what he's doing. But then I look around and I see there are younger people working there too.
Yeah.
And that made me even more excited because I know I'm not the only one. I'm not the last of a dying breed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's still guys out there or young guys, young girls who are still super excited. And, you know, they were walking around, hey, can I help you with anything? What are you looking for? What are you into? And stuff. And so even more helpful than they usually are. And shout out to all of our friends who have helped us out and who we just mentioned earlier. I haven't had a bad experience at either one of those places here.
No, totally.
In Northern Virginia and even in more than usual. I think because they were just so excited that more people were coming out. But no, it was an incredible experience.
All right. So maybe we should take a little break here and then talk about some of the stuff that Adam got and
let's
other things.
Take
right?
a break and we'll crack into all the records we bought.
Can't wait.
All right, let's do that.
Jim, I have some really good news.
What is it?
My subscription started to Rockin' the Suburbs today. So this morning I woke up, I walked outside to get my newspaper, and right there next to it was my Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah, that's great. So somebody brought it right to you. It came to you because you subscribed.
Yeah, it was great. So when you subscribe, you don't have to do anything. It comes to you. So if we put out a new episode, it just shows up.
Like one of those boxes of food that people get delivered to their house or like a bottle of milk,
yes.
right?
Set it and forget it.
Okay. So how would somebody do that?
Well, what I would recommend, Jim, is go to iTunes. And there's a little purple app on your phone you can use. And you can search Rockin' the Suburbs. Just hit the big subscribe button that comes up. Or you can go to iTunes on your manual home computer, type it into the database, put it through the mainframe, and it'll give you a big subscribe button. You just click that.
So unfortunately, one thing I don't think you can do is just open up the window and yell.
No, not for this one.
I don't think that'll do it.
It's going to take a little more
effort. So don't do that. Go do like Patrick said. Go on your phone, on the app, or go to your computer, and please, it would really help us out. Hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to Rockin' the Suburbs. You will not regret it. It'll come right to you. We're back on the deck. We're talking about records, Record Store Day.
Uh-huh.
And let me just start with this real quick.
Yeah.
Because, Patrick, you picked up something for me.
I did.
Because Record Store Day aligned with my birthday.
It did. I knew it was a special day for you
hey,
on
birthday,
Record
Jim.
Store Day.
Thank you.
And I wanted to get you something that I thought you would like. And I
yes.
think I succeeded.
And you did. But before we get into that, I just got to mention thank you to all the listeners you know, who sent me things for my birthday. The various cards, letters, vinyl, tickets to shows, backstage passes I got.
Yeah, there's like a 9-foot stuffed panda over there dressed up like
panda.
Keith Richards, which is kind of weird.
It's amazing.
We appreciate it.
I got a card from Bob Dylan, which was great.
Thanks. It's nice that Bob took the time to write you a little note.
Paul McCartney sent me a fruit basket.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What a guy.
I got nothing from Ringo.
Well, he usually sends like an edible arrangement or something.
Yeah.
But
no. No,
not this year.
So,
okay.
Not this year. But the best thing I got for my birthday was from Patrick Foster here. It's a Record Store Day exclusive limited edition hand numbered 180 gram colored vinyl of Girls in the Garage.
Uh-huh. Volume 9.
Volume 9, a collection of Asian girl sounds from the 60s. I cannot tell you how excited I am of this. This is numbered 968 of 2000.
Yeah, so it's definitely a limited edition. And given your trips to Asia and some of the, you know, you're interested in that music, I think this would be a perfect fit.
It's so good. This is a compilation album. It's 60s music, Asian girl groups.
It's,
I mean,
like
how,
the Asian
how
girls
cool
nuggets or how something.
Cool, how amazingly cool is this? It looks like a lot of covers. There's a covers of As Tears Go By.
Oh, beautiful.
By Naomi and the Boys. There's a cover here of Love Potion Number 9 by Nancy Sitt.
你不要不要再说你爱我，你不要不要再缠着我，你那套老花样没人欣赏你，你花言巧语装得坏主意。你不要不要发表恋爱记，你不要不要在我谈爱情，你那套老花样没人欣赏你。
I really am intrigued by like pop music from the, you know, the countries that you don't necessarily expect it. Like,
yep.
Like, okay, basically, like, you know, in the 60s, it was the U.S. and the British invasion.
Uh-huh.
You know, those are the two main ones. There was a little bit of Australian pop music with like the easy beats and stuff like that, but not a whole lot, right? So you really had those two main centers. And then, you know, the Japanese were into music because the Beatles, you know, toured there and other bands toured there, but you don't think so much of them as like creating pop music. And so this is great. It's an artifact. It's a musical artifact.
Yeah, we'll
and
have to do a review show later.
I'm very excited about it, so I'm going to listen to that. Okay, so what did you guys get?
All right, Adam, what do you got?
You go first? Okay.
Yeah, I want to see what you got.
This giant bag.
Maybe we'll smorgasbord
of things. Maybe we'll go like halfway through Adam's, and I'll throw a few in, because he's got a lot over here.
So
I can't wait to see this.
First one I need to mention just to get out of the way. Lil Wayne's The Carter 3. This one has a little personal meaning for me.
Okay.
One of my best friends growing up lived down the street, Jordan Keener. Shout out, Jordan. Back when my parents didn't know I liked rap music and wouldn't let me listen to it, he used to make me like mix CDs and stuff.
Nice.
It's completely not legal at all, but
that's a good friend.
Whatever, it happens. But so
good
he used
man.
To supply me with stuff, and that was one of the first like rap albums he gave me back when he started. So I would hide him in my car and listen to him when I was driving around places and take him out in case my parents would check it. I'm sure they knew about it.
Right.
But Jordan, shout out. That. So that one had some memorable meaning. So
beautiful.
He used to do that for that. Now I have it on vinyl.
That's
so two
great.
Very old school ways of listening to music there.
Looks like a beautiful copy too.
Yeah. This one I got, this was the first one I got from Record Store Day.
Look at that, Jim.
Bruce Springsteen's The River.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a very, very big fan.
I have it.
Of this. Yeah. Do you?
And that looks way in better shape than my copy, which is falling apart with like split seams and everything. So that looks like a nice copy.
Now, have you heard that in its entirety before?
Yes.
Okay.
I have. Never on vinyl. So, okay. But I've been waiting for that. That's kind of been one of the last ones. It's going to take me a while to pick through these because I'm going to listen to them two or three times in a row.
Sure.
But that's going to be one of the last ones because I want to say like one of the best ones for last. But, you know, parents were my dad's big Springsteen fan, so definitely know of it, so I figured out
The River, amazing, has some of the highest highs and the lowest lows.
Sprawling, it incorporates a lot of Springsteen. I have no idea what that is.
The Allman Brothers.
Oh, wow.
Win,
oh,
Lose,
wow.
Or Draw. This was another one
that
I saw. Once again, I don't know anything off of this album. Mm-hmm. I know the Allman Brothers are good, and I liked what I've heard of them. I couldn't tell you anything off of it, but it caught my eye, and it was in one of the Record Store Day bins. So
cool looking cover.
If I can get that for $250.
Love that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can take a look at that one there.
Great one.
My boy Johnny Cash, big country music fan like we've talked about on the podcast before, and the old school one too.
Original Golden Hits Volume 1, Jim. That's got the good stuff with the Tennessee 2 and all that on it.
Hey, Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer will it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line? At daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Or better still, just stop the train, cause I want to look around. Hey, Porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, will you tell that engineer to ring his bell? And ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell.
One quick thing about Johnny Cash's discography is, you know, he was very open about this. If you read his biography, you know, he was constantly sort of repackaging stuff and re-recording and doing it again. But I don't even care how many times I own the same songs on these different things.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It wasn't like he was doing bad versions of anything.
I think I have like three different songs on across different albums, but it's Johnny.
It. Yeah. Exactly.
This was my favorite.
Oh, look at that.
Yellow Submarine.
Wow, that is
This
nice.
Was one of my favorite ones at UK Press.
That is beautiful.
Really excited about that find. Paid for that one. So there was, at one of the places, it was kind of like timed out for what their record store day deals were.
Gotcha.
And they cut off before I got there.
Uh-huh.
Because they stayed open late for the record store day stuff. But I found that in the bin. For some reason, no one took it. I don't know how. Unless That's other beautiful. People just already have it. And I'm like I said, I'm just years behind.
No, it's like what I was saying, you know, last year when I went and just found stuff that was, how did somebody miss this?
Exactly.
Like, this is I'm so glad I, you know, made the effort.
Yeah, so this is on EMI.
Oh, okay.
Not Capitol.
Right. So it's definitely the British edition of that.
It says Apple Records
as
well.
Got the old school cover.
I think the track listing is the same, though, with the US.
So.
I think by this point, they were
in sync.
In sync, yeah.
But yeah, so I know we have talked before about, you know, buying records just to have stuff in your collection. I think this was one of those where, you know, I have some Beatles stuff sprinkled throughout, but like I said, my dad got me into the Beatles pretty young too.
A worthwhile investment
for sure. I definitely wanted that one. This one goes off wall from all the others.
Oh boy, look at that,
Beastie Boys.
Nice.
You haven't even opened this yet.
That is beautiful.
This is a new reissue.
Yep, it's a new reissue
of Hello Nasty.
Yep, Intergalactic is one of my favorite Beastie Boys songs. That beat where it goes, "I like my sugar with coffee and cream." One of my favorite lines by him. It's so simple. I don't know. This song always makes me laugh.
Well, and we had talked about this before at one point, I think, Jim, when records are recorded at a certain era, there wasn't much of a thought for vinyl, right? So they'd kind of get 80 minutes, 75 minutes, right? Because it was more a CD market at the time. But now when you reissue it, you get these beautiful double albums, right? And you kind of break the record up over four sides.
Yes. That one looks good. Hang on. Pass that over to me real quick. I'm sure the Beastie Boys do it right. I will say, though, that sometimes it doesn't work.
No, that's true.
And
we found some awkward occasions.
I have a copy of Slater Kinney's The Woods,
okay,
which has only two songs on the second disc.
Right. So they had to kind of... Yeah.
That's a fail. Yeah. Because the CD...
you can't have that.
Because it was released initially only on CD.
Right.
Green Day's Dookie album.
Oh, look at that.
I'm a huge Green Day
beautiful.
Fan. I know we had talked about when my parents bought me the American Idiot CD and they had no idea what Green Day really was about. That was a funny story back from one of the old pods. But Dookie's one of my favorite albums. It's a very punk rock, hard, heavy album.
So this gives you a little clue here with the sticker on it. It says the 1994 breakthrough album for the first time on vinyl in over a decade.
Oh, yeah.
So it was on vinyl at
one point. Yeah, it was at one point. But it was one of, like I said, it's one of those things where I see it, have to get it.
Yeah. Make sure that's in your pile before you leave, Adam, because Jim might have...
That's a really good one.
Might slide that into his pile.
I was pretty happy about that. Yeah. This one's pretty off the wall. Not sure if you guys are familiar with Death Cab for Cutie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Transatlanticism, probably my favorite album by them.
Really?
This was a 10-year anniversary.
The glove compartment isn't accurately named, and everybody knows it. I'm proposing a swift, orderly change. 'Cause behind its door, there's nothing to keep my fingers warm. And all I find are souvenirs from better times. Before the gleam of your taillights fading leaves to find yourself.
A lot of great songs on there. I really like the way they you know, fill the spacing with their sounds and stuff.
Yep.
It's so layered and there's so much going on that you have no idea.
And how do you pronounce Ben's last name?
I'll butcher it every time. Yeah. I can't.
It's apparently not Gibbard like I thought.
I always say Gibbard too, but yeah. it's always wrong.
Yeah.
I've had people tell me that's not how you say it, and I said, well, I think it is. It's up for a debate on that.
All right.
Bo Diddley.
Oh, man, I love that record.
Look at that
have
cover.
Guitar Will Travel. Yep. I have a copy of that myself.
Yep, Have Guitar Will Travel. I'm a huge Bo Diddley
Dude,
fan.
What a great pick.
Saw that once again immediately. How did someone let this
close to my heart? 180 gram vinyl.
Yep.
Jim, how much of rock and roll history can be derived down to the Bo Diddley beat, right? Down, 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 right?
I mean, so much. We just talked last week about the Clash. Yep. Right? And there's a lot of that in there.
Oh man, so true.
I just got to say, people can't see this. We're gonna have to have our intern tweet this out or something. But the album cover art is amazing.
I saw the album cover art and I looked at it and I was like, oh wait, that's Bo Diddley. Yep. Yeah.
Didn't
need to do any other looking. Saw the name, saw the cover, pulled it.
Homemade guitar, riding on a scooter.
That's next on my list to look at and to go through.
Yeah, there's another one called Go Bo Diddley. That's
so cool.
That's one of the other ones I have. It's really good.
That was there as well, but it got to the point where I had one more record store to go to, and I was already racking up the charges on the old credit card, so I had to slow down a little bit.
Foo Fighters album. This looks like the color and the shape.
Yeah. Foo Fighters album. Big fan of Foo Fighters. We've been on talking about them and the impact that. Yeah, go for it.
Great record.
Big, huge Dave Grohl fan. He's basically shaped what my musical taste and instinct is for how I wanted to be a drummer back when he's with Nirvana to a lot of what his writing style is for the Foo Fighters. Big fan of that.
This is very cool, but this is a good example of what I was talking about.
Yeah,
you can tell this came out in the CD era.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because side three has three songs and side four has two.
Gotcha.
Like they're basically like, how can you
split it?
How can you make it work?
It's tough to. But a huge Foo Fighters fan. Like I said, I'm going through. I think I only need one more to complete my Foo Fighters collection
see,
for all their
cool.
actual albums.
I like that you're building a foundation with the records you really like, and I think that's important.
And the bands I really like. This was my surprise for you guys. Yeah. I saw this one and could not pass it up.
Whoa. The Kinks.
I don't even think I know that. Lost and Found.
So I've got three Kinks albums that I found just through passing. To be honest, I didn't really know a lot of them. I didn't know a lot about them until I really started collecting.
They will never disappoint.
No, never. And we've talked about, you know, being disappointed buying a record, you know, back in the day when you guys used to be upset that you, you know, spent your hard-earned $9 on a record. But every time I see a Kinks album now. So I saved this one for last to show you guys because I knew this one would impress you the most, for sure. So shout out to our people at Mobius Records in Old Town Fairfax.
Totally,
they really hooked it up.
Totally. So that Kinks Lost and Found, that's a 12-inch single. That's what that is. So it's like, why do I not know this
album? The song seemed familiar. Yeah, right.
1986.
Right. Okay.
And Ray Davis, however you pronounce his name, has a new solo album out backed by the Jayhawks. Did you know this?
No, I did not know that. Is that true?
It just came out. It's called Americana. And his backing band is the Jayhawks.
That's beautiful to know.
All right. So anything else, Record Store Day, from you, Patrick?
Yeah, just a couple quick things. I was happy to get Jim something I think he would like. My friend Justin Gay, who I think people who probably know what we used to do years ago, remember him from sitting in and co-hosting and talking about a band called The Grateful Dead. So there was a July 29th, 1966 Vancouver, Canada show of The Grateful Dead, a band that's been archived and fetishized and reissued.
Right, because they rarely play live. So
that's
this
right.
is some sort of...
unusual,
you know,
for them to play. But this is a fascinating thing because it's very, very early. So this is before the first Velvet Underground album came out, before 8 Miles High, before tons of, you know, records. And the Dead sounds very 60s, right? But it's amazing to me, listening to a little bit of this, how great it sounded. So even then, even more than 50 years ago, the Dead were prescient enough to say, we're going to record everything we do. We're going to get all of our sets together, and we're going to, you know, record everything. And even then, they had this amazing sounding record that they now have people that are so into it, they've transferred it to vinyl.
It's incredible.
Which is really cool.
That's cool.
The other thing I want to mention is, and this is the other, so I really wanted to get the Super Furry Animals, NRBQ. So we talked, you know, this is a band that's been a favorite of mine. They had a...
Can I just say that they are from Louisville, Kentucky?
They are from Louisville, Kentucky. Yes. That's exactly right.
Right.
One of the greatest bar bands and rock and roll bands of all time.
And
They put out last year something called High Noon, and it was a box set of CDs. But this year they put out a two record vinyl version with slightly different tracks, and I picked that up. But most interestingly, I didn't even know about this until I went into CD Cellar. Record Store Day has now started a label.
Okay.
And this is their first. So this year they put out the first record ever on the Record Store Day label.
Interesting. So they're not partnering with anybody else.
No,
they're just
is
putting out
a total solo record. And it's the title is Like a Drunk in the Midnight Choir, Record Store Day Celebrates the Music of Leonard Cohen. So it's a tribute record to Leonard Cohen. And basically, when I saw it, I was like, this is a historic moment. Like, I should pick up the very first, you know, issue right. on the Record Store Day label. There's 2,500 of these made. It's got, as you can see here, a beautiful thing, but also a little ad that says support indie record store, not flippers. So
yeah. Those lame flippers.
Exactly. Yeah, they're kind of, you know, they're kind of kicking against it. So who do you have on here? Glenn Hansard from The Frames, Joseph Arthur. Mike Watt appears on this record.
Nice.
that was another reason it was a buy for me.
Really?
Yeah. Jay Buchanan, Donovan, believe it or not, does So Long
Donovan's
Marianne.
Still around.
Yeah. So it's a super eclectic mix of people. And I thought, it was right for me, and I thought I'd support the Record Store Day cause.
No, that's
for sure.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
So that was a really fun one that I bought. All right. Can't wait to hear it. And I will crack it and I will play it. Next time you guys come over, I'll put it on the turntable.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Cool. So good Record Store Day for all.
Yeah, I think it was. And a good birthday for you.
Win.
It was. I
got to go to a baseball game.
I went to an Orioles game, and our good friend Bud Burge. Give him a shout out. Mm-hmm. He upgraded our seats. Don't expect listeners, he'll do that for anyone else. That's just for me. But that was great. We got to sit behind home plate.
Cool.
And right when we went down to our new seats behind home plate, the Orioles hit back-to-back home runs.
Oh, how good is that?
So we are good luck, which means
welcome, Baltimore.
Right. We should always get those seats, right?
Yeah,
those should be our seats. Okay. So I think people should listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
You can hear us talk about vinyl. You can hear us talk about all kinds of music,
mm-hmm.
as you just witnessed here. You can find us on iTunes or Audio Boom or Stitcher or TuneIn. And you can also find us at our website, which is suburbspod.com. And please also tell us about your Record Store Day finds.
Please.
You can do that by, first of all, calling this phone number, 612-440-1984. We call it the Suburban Party Line. It's a lot of fun.
Call us right now.
Also, if you don't like doing that, you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, mm-hmm. or you can find us on Twitter or Facebook at suburbspod, and you can post your comments or tweet at us there. Also,
stick your head out the window and yell.
Yeah, do that. Don't do that, because we... Okay.
Fax us.
And what should we play out with here? Anything?
Wow, it's a great question. Adam, what do you think, man?
I mean, I personally think that Kinks lost
the crown.
Yeah, I definitely think that's the only way to do it. We were all so excited about it. It's a single.
Yeah.
You guys hadn't heard of it before. I think it's the only thing. We should treat our listeners to
that's completely the way to go. Let's do that. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I am Adam Woodard.
We will talk to you later.
Somebody said it's hit the bay. This is a nitty-gritty. And all the back ladies better put their hats together. We're near the eye of the storm. This is really heavy weather. We were lost and found in the nick of time. While the ship was going down, we were lost. Just in time, with a hurricane crossing the coastline.
Um I think